Track 11, Community Connect Heritage Projects. Vicky Colombi gives us a roundup of recent heritage projects. Our Community Connect project, which is funded by the National Lottery Reaching Communities Fund, allows us to consult with members about access requirements at local venues and leisure facilities. Access to museums and heritage experiences was high on the agenda during the consultation process, and as a result, we've worked with many local organisations and their heritage projects this summer while they work to achieve their Site Loss Friendly in York status. Consultation group tours and experiences have taken place with the following organisations: Battle of Stamford Bridge Tapestry 1066 Project Museum. This was a unique opportunity to immerse ourselves in the stories and artistry of these historical pieces and comment on the museum's accessible adjustments made as a result of our working together. We'd also like to thank the talented volunteer embroiderers and museum curators. One participant commented, "Through the accessible efforts made by the museum, I could almost travel through time and hear the clinking of the swords." Site Loss Saunter, St Anthony's Garden. We were grateful to be hosted by York Conservation Trust for an exploration of the sensory gardens at St Anthony's Hall. Tenants of the surrounding historic buildings generously opened their doors, offering our group a rare opportunity to experience and consult upon these unique spaces. Participants thoroughly enjoyed the day, with one saying, "These experiences open up your life, they open new doors." Highlights included a visit to Thin Ice Press, a University of York initiative preserving traditional printmaking, a relaxed lunch in the garden where members independently explored and assessed accessibility, a live performance by Vanessa Simmons from Trinity Church, who composed a piece especially for the occasion, with one person commenting, "The music was a lovely addition." And to close, a fascinating tour of York Ghost Dispensary, home of the iconic 8cm cast ghost ornaments. "I've been here 30 years and I've never experienced this oasis of calm in the city," said one of the participants. Hands on History, York Festival of Ideas. This workshop, led by archaeologist and broadcaster Julian Richards, was a powerful reminder of how history can be made accessible and immersive. From tactile timelines made of knotted string to feel for points in history, to the sounds of flint being struck, echoing ancient techniques unheard for millennia, every element was crafted to bring the past to life through touch and sound. A heartfelt thank you to York Festival of Ideas for their commitment to inclusion, and to Julian for his thoughtful, passionate delivery and infectious enthusiasm. Those who took part found the experience both enjoyable and interesting. One said, "It was lovely to feel the craft work and tools, the skill that had gone into their creation. You couldn't get over it. Julian made it so interesting." Indoor Dig for Children and Young People, York Festival of Ideas. Led once again by Julian and supported by CYC's specialist teaching team, this hands-on session transformed an imagined archaeological site into a fully accessible tactile learning experience. Carefully adapted to meet the haptic needs of participants, the workshop offered a unique opportunity to explore history through touch and imagination. One mum said, "At first I wondered how such a seemingly academic subject could hold my child's attention for the duration of the session. It was then I discovered the workshop engaged my child throughout, enabled him to fully participate." In every instance, we've been thanked for our feedback and informed that any advice from participants would be taken on board. All organisations will be providing information on the adjustments to their service or experience as part of their soon-to-be-attained site loss friendly status.